This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs on our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on this very rainy morning. I'm still happy to see the rain, even though it is so wet outside. It isn't snow. So that is a plus for me. Good news are in store, though. I have a habit of checking weather predictions, you know, over the course of a week type of thing to see what's going on. And it looks as though Saturday is going to be warm and sunny in the lower mainland area. So hang in there. We just have a few more days of rain and we will be back to some dry and warm temperatures. Now, this week, I have a couple of interviews that I recorded recently that I'll be airing today. To kickstart the show, I'd like to share an interview that I did with Brickin Productions and the cast of the Vagina Monologues Vancouver, who stopped by the radio station last month. A large group came to join me to chat about this upcoming show that is happening on March 24th at Waterfront Theater. And if you listened to Intravenous last week, you would have heard my chat with Maria and Paulina about the show as well. We had fun last week, and we even had more fun last month. Our conversation was filled with laughter as well as heartfelt tears. I hope our energy and laughter and vibes brightens up your gray morning as well as the rest of the day. Just a disclaimer before I share the interview, I do reference two show dates and show times during the interview for the Vagina Monologues. However, for now, this show will be only on March 24th at 5 p.m. I do recommend following Brickin Productions on Instagram, and I will have their handle in the show notes just so that you can get some up-to-date info, because there is a chance that the March 25th date could be released as well, but for the time being it is the March 24th date. So let us take a listen. Today, I am so thrilled to have the cast and crew of the Vagina of the Vagina Monologues here at the radio station this afternoon. And this is the Vagina Monologues Vancouver. I am so excited to have everybody here, and I wish I was able to also do videos so that everybody could see that this is a full house. So, as you can hear, people are here. The Vagina Monologues is an episodic play written in 1996 by Eve Ensler, which developed and premiered at Here Arts Center, which is an off-Broadway venue in New York. Now, the play is one that I actually worked with a coworker back in Calgary who was in the Calgary show, and the play tends to explore consensual and non-consensual sexual experiences. It talks about body image, sometimes genital mutilation, direct and indirect encounters with sexual reproduction, vaginal care, menstruation, prostitution, and many other topics through the eyes of women with various ages,
races, sexualities, and other differences. Brickin Productions is bringing Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues to Waterfront Theater in Vancouver, first time ever, on March 24th at 7 p.m., and tickets are $75. Founded by David Zarita and Anna Zarita, Brickin Productions is driven by the desire to bring powerful, meaningful theater to Latin and bilingual communities in Vancouver. So, first off, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yay. Oh, my gosh, guys, you don't understand. We had a little bit of chat before we went, started to record, and the energy was energy-ing here. So much energy here. So, first off, I am going to maybe do some introductions with Brickin Productions. We have David and Anna Zarita. Would you like to just say hello to everybody?
Yeah, sure. I'm David. Yes, I want to say hello, everybody. We're really excited. Thank you for this
opportunity. Yes, thank you. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And Anna, I just want to say hello.
Hola, yo soy Anna. Pues muchas gracias por habernos este espacio. La verdad nos da mucha la oportunidad de quedarnos a conocer de quién es Brickin Production.
Hey, I love it. See, I don't even know all the Spanish, but I knew exactly what you said. Gracias. I appreciate you. And then today we also have, I'm going to start off with Alpha Acosta, who is the director. Alpha is also a psychologist, a coach in emotional intelligence, and also an actress. So, Alpha, hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh my gosh, welcome. I'm so excited to get started to talk more about the Vagina Monologues and all the things. But before I get to you, let's say hello to Maria. Maria is life coach, MC, comedian, actress.
Yes.
And host based in Vancouver.
I am. Thank you so much for having us today. I'm super excited.
Me too, me too, me too. And then we also have Monica, who is a Mexican actress, influencer, as well as an artist of many different disciplines. So thank you so much for joining.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having us. I feel really, really excited.
Me too, me too. And then we do have another actress, Paulina, who is an eco-feminist teacher, actress and artist as well, who is not joining us today. Okay, so now I am going to start off with some questions. So the first question that I have, anybody can jump in to answer, but I'm curious, even down either with the production or the actresses, what drew you to be involved with the project, The Vagina Monologues? Who would like to go first?
Okay, the first time when David and Anna called me to talk about this dream to open, to have house production, theater production, I was so touched because I just saw in this dream the perfect way to build a company, a theater company, right?
Yeah.
So we were discussing about that, and at that moment, we were talking about a huge project.
Okay.
We are going to have it, but later, because this is starting.
Of course.
So this is like the seed of the intention to build something up.
Yes.
And then we were discussing about how can be this happening, and we thought about the Vagina Monologues, mm-hmm. and we were like, let's do it. Let's try to do if we can make it happen. And step by step is being happening.
Yes.
And I just wanted to do a precise in the information that you have.
Yes.
I'm sorry, because I just carried it in. It's in my
mind. Do it. No, let it out.
Thank you. We are going to be 24 and 25.
Oh, I'm 25.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah.
And,
24
and 25. Yeah. And we have two shows.
Okay.
One is going to be at 5 and the other one is going to be at 8.
Oh. Okay.
Each day.
Okay.
So just because you mentioned it.
Yeah. Because, no, that's good, because I will be putting it in the show notes. So it is March 24th and 25th, two shows, one at 5 p.m., one at 8 p.m. Love it. Love it. And then my next question then is, as an actress, right? Like, I mean, for the actresses here, is this your first experience in a project like this?
For me, Maria.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Yes, I started stand-up comedy and coaching 2 years ago.
Yes.
And somebody called me and asked me if I was an actress. And I remember saying, well, ask my husband. So they invited me to the casting, and I meet these fantastic people, and they told me what they were thinking to do. And as a mom of three girls, I think that this play is, it's just like a great tool to have and to connect and to have these conversations that at least at my kids' age, mm-hmm. I never had. Mm-hmm. And just opening those conversations help my kids and other women, right, mm-hmm. to connect with this that is so important, that is our vaginas.
Yes.
And the voices, and give them a voice, not just...
Not just a part. Exactly.
So I'm super grateful because this is my first experience as an actress.
Hey.
But I have a great director and great partners that are fantastic in what they do. Mm-hmm. So it's been a pleasure, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
I love it. So we kind of went through some of the questions I was going to ask, but now I'm drawn to ask another question. And so when it comes to the creative control of the actresses, is the monologues completely personal?
No.
Okay.
We are based in the script, vision.
Yes.
And we are going to do it the same as 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
She was thinking about this project, and it will be the same. But you were mentioning about something new about
it. Yes.
And of course, that is going to be the first time here in Vancouver.
Hey.
The play. So this is a unique thing. But other unique thing is we were doing this a lecture, session about understanding what is the play saying mm-hmm. us.
Right. How is it speaking to you?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then when we were finding that the play is also talking to us, even though they were in 25
years ago, yeah,
it's still relevant. So we were working with our own experiences,
yes.
And then we jump into the script,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and into the monologues in this kind of close way.
Yeah.
Even though we are going to read it,
yes,
there is something else that is gonna happen here.
Of course,
right, and that's the connection that we have as an actresses in the rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
but it's gonna be with the audience.
I love it. I love it. And one of the things, one of the unique things that we did mention is that it's the first time coming to Vancouver.
Yes.
So, yay. Big up. It's up to that. Listen, it's a must. So I'm so, so excited about that. But then something is also, I feel, unique is that it is going to be bilingual in a way. There is going to be some Spanish and English as well, correct?
Yeah. And not also that, is because the three of us, we are Latina person.
Actresses. Yes, yes.
So we, as a Latin persons, we have another point of view
100%.
Of life. And even though the script or the monologues are in English,
mm-hmm.
right, the personality of us is going to be there.
100%. I want to ask each of the actresses as well, what are you most excited about when it comes to this project?
Well, for me, I feel that every project that I've been in has always a purpose and a meaning, although may be that some of the breaks that I've been in are not as political and they're not a movement like this one. And I feel that for me, this one is just representing who I am,
yes.
as a woman, and who my mom is as a woman,
yes.
and my sister. But I mean, I don't have a sister, but
sisters. Yeah. 100%.
My acting partners and my grandma and all the women that I've seen and that I've met and that I admire. And I just feel that the way that I connect with this project, I think, is the first time that I feel very proud to be part
Yay.
Of it. And I also, yeah, I just feel that it's the first time that I feel that I'm doing something with a bigger purpose.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like the project that this is the first time that I am in a project and I feel that it's gonna do something else for the people that go and see it. It's gonna change the perspective. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna change the whole perspective of the way they live or the way they see the world. But I'm pretty sure that if you go and see the play, mm-hmm. when you finish and you leave, you're gonna think a lot of things.
Period.
You're gonna be like, wait.
Exactly.
Wait, what was that? In a good way or in a bad way, mm-hmm. but I feel that better in more in a good way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just really excited. And like Alpha was saying, these are monologues and they're real stories, mm-hmm. and real testimonies. And you also ask what you think is going to be different,
yes.
within the other 1,000 plays that
exactly.
they've done. And I mean, I feel that the way we are working with our director, and without spoiling anything, mm-hmm. is that we're really truly connecting through these people's characters.
Yes.
And it's not just like reading off a paper. It's mm-hmm. more like reliving the stories,
yes.
that they went through. And like, we're doing a really deep analysis on the acting, on the text analysis.
Love
it's
that.
Been, I just feel really blessed because these two women mm-hmm. that I'm working with, they're so smart and
yeah.
they're so wise yeah. and they know so much.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm the youngest among them. So every time I go to the rehearsals, like, we dig in the characters and we, like, play a lot. But it's also, like, therapy for me.
Of course.
And you learn a lot. And, yeah, with all that information, I just feel very blessed. And I think it's the first time that I'm doing something that I feel it's bigger than
hey.
Me.
I love that. That is so incredible. I have another question that I'm going to ask that I didn't. It just popped into my head. And I, as a woman, what I'm really excited about this is that I don't know about you guys, and please share this. This is the question I'm going to ask, is how often did you talk about your vagina when
yeah.
you were younger?
Like,
never.
Never. I'm just hearing, right?
Yeah. Like, that was the first question I did when we were
asking.
This is very interesting.
Yes.
Because we will find out that we don't talk about
yes.
our own vaginas.
Yes. No, we don't.
No, we don't. So having this opportunity to understand that
yes.
make us question ourselves, why?
Yes.
Why are we feeling this part of my body a part of me?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. When it's so much a part of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
of course.
Right?
Yes, yes.
So it is, I'm really excited about it because it I raise sons, so I have three sons.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so you hardly ever talk about it. Trust me. They don't want to hear about it, guys. I just want to. So to actually pay, I feel homage to this part of our body that affects us so much mm-hmm. is incredible. So I'm really looking forward to just seeing how you go deep into the characters.
Mm-hmm.
That is really what I'm excited to see. So my next question that I'm going to ask is, what is next for you? Because we kind of started off this conversation to be like, this is the seed
mm-hmm.
to something bigger, right?
Yes.
So I'm curious as, not to spoil it, because we don't need to tell everybody everything, guys, but is there something that might be next for you or even collectively that you might want to share?
Well,
hey,
yeah,
and you could share in Spanish too. You could share in Spanish.
Honest,
yeah.
We're really excited. In the beginning was a dream.
Yes.
Now it's coming through.
Yeah, it's reality.
Right? It was the dream of my wife. Anna is my wife.
Yes.
We're together 30 years.
Oh.
So it's really, really excited for us because. Like I say, in the beginning was a dream. Now it's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many projects to share for all the Latin people,
yes,
Canadian people,
yes, yes.
And we're lucky to be here.
Yes,
these women. Just, I would like to my wife explain all the feeling she have for
yes.
everybody else because it was. Idea.
Oh,
so he's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
pero de, bueno, pues cómo se me ocurrió la idea, todo eso les voy a platicar. La verdad es que esta obra se nos ocurrió cuando platiqué con Alfa, que la verdad le agradezco, porque ayer precisamente estábamos viendo un podcast de un artista que yo adoro con todo mi corazón, y dijo algo muy clave y algo muy cierto, que cuando los proyectos se dan, los sientes.
Okay.
Y sientes una sensación que hay.
Oh, I feel, sí,
es inexplicable, yeah. Pero es algo que sientes y es algo que se nota en ellas mismas, ¿no? Que cuando haces un buen equipo, hacen las cosas bien. Entonces, algo que la verdad yo ayer lo oía y yo decía, claro, eso está pasando aquí en Bricken Production. Se está sintiendo esa armonía, para empezar, porque necesitamos sentir una armonía entre mujeres, que es muy difícil de darse en estos tiempos, porque tenemos experiencias en otras, pero la verdad necesitaban estar conectadas para poder proyectar al público lo que nosotros queremos con esta obra, que es monólogos. Entonces creo que ellas lo están haciendo muy bien. Yo la verdad, bueno, creo que no entiendo muy bien el inglés, pero algo que les entendí, creo que ya casi te dieron toda la explicación de lo que se trata un poco, o de por qué estamos aquí, la conexión que queremos con esta obra, que más que nada es llegar al público, a tener esas voces que muchas no pueden, ¿no? Y que nosotros seamos esas voces, o en este caso ellas, que son las actrices,
right,
que den esas voces a esas personas que no pueden comunicarse, que no pueden hablar.
Right.
Y creo que esta obra es valiosísima en todos los aspectos, porque creo que nos abre más panorama, perdón, aquí entre nosotras las mujeres. Entonces, es algo que queremos. Y en este país, la verdad, he convivido con muchas nacionalidades y creo que este tema es muy importante para creo que la mayoría de las nacionalidades. Y eso es lo que queremos, que ellas proyecten esto que nosotros queremos darle, a esa voz que queremos a proyectar hacia ellas, ¿no?
Sí, ¿qué viene?
Bueno, después de esto, creo que ni era lo que me habían preguntado.
No, sí.
Pero, bueno, lo que viene, bueno, viene también, pues más proyectos. Tenemos otro proyecto en puerta, que ya son dos locas de remate, que ya también ya está el ensayo, ya una de las actrices por aquí está, no va a dar explore, porque pues eso lo van a ver. Pero bueno, vienen más proyectos, viene otra obra que también es muy buena para la comunidad en cuestión de mujeres, que es la de Hilos. O sea, vienen varios proyectos todavía. Entonces, esto es el comienzo de varios que tenemos en este año. Y espero que tú nos puedas acompañar a muchos de esos. Te va a encantar.
Listen, I understood a percentage, but I felt everything.
Right. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I felt everything.
Yeah.
So, gracias.
Aww.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I honestly, I feel like this is the highlight of my career. I just want to say I'm new in the game of being a host. Wow. So when you are new as actresses,
yeah.
I am new as a host. I started in July.
Wow.
Just putting that out there. So the thing and point is, you can do anything, and this is, I'm just so glad that we are able to be a platform to be able to share this incredible work. So I'm already winding down. I can't believe I could talk forever with you, the crew. You know what I mean?
This
is,
yes,
please. Please, please.
Anna was saying about the connection between the actresses and the production and everybody. When you get to Bricken, when you meet these people behind the scenes, it feels like a family.
Yeah, I
Since
feel
the
it.
Moment that I met them, it was like the first casting, I just felt so welcome and so contained, and they hear you and they listen. And I think that that's a really important thing, because that shows that communities like Bricken, Latin communities, are bringing something so magical and so strong to this country that we can do amazing things, and just working as a family, you can do any.
And that was my fun conversation with Bricken Productions and the cast of The Vagina Monologues. As you know, you can do anything. Again, for now, I do want to reiterate that the show is actually Tuesday, March 24th at the Waterfront Theater, and the show does start at 5 p.m. Please stay connected with Bricken Productions on Instagram. The handle is at Brickin Productions, but I will have their handle in the show notes. Tickets are $75, and you can buy tickets on Eventbrite. Last week, when Maria and Paulina from the cast stopped by, we shared a contest where listeners could win 2 tickets to the show. And this week, I have a promotional code to offer. So you can use CJSF25, and you'll actually get 25% off tickets. So you can purchase tickets on Eventbrite, and I will ensure that I include the link for purchasing tickets as well as the code CJSF25 in the show notes today. Now, let us take a quick music break. We're going to hear a track from Brandy Younger with Reflection Eternal.
Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling, and role playing, silent crimes broken. Very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
You've been tuned in, actually, and listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Next up, I have an interview that I'd like to share with Kiri Daniel. Kiri is the founder and executive director of the Black Women's Institute for Health. They are a national organization in Canada who's doing some really great work from coast to coast. And in our conversation, I will share how I discovered their organization, and we'll talk about some of the work that they're doing. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm chatting with Carrie Daniel, founder and executive director of the Black Women's Institute for Health, which is an organization dedicated to transforming health outcomes for Black women and girls in Canada. Their mission is to confront and dismantle the systemic harms that Black women and girls face when it comes to their health in this country. And they do this by leading with research, advocacy, and community-rooted care. I discovered this organization just scrolling through the TikTok streets last month, and I saw a video that was talking about a national report that was launched by the Black Women's